It's 10:16. This is Observer Radio News. Good morning, I'm Matilda Miranda. It's 10 degrees and sunny outside our East York studios. In the news today, it seems like Canada's political landscape is changing. Yesterday, Elections Canada revealed their first estimate of voter turnout for advanced polls. Over 2 million Canadians voted, an increase of almost 35% from 2008. In the news release, Chief Electoral Officer Mark Maynard says there was a higher than expected turnout this past weekend. Voters flocked to the polling stations in numbers on Good Friday and Easter Monday. The agency says both days now hold the record of being the two busiest days of advanced polling ever. Continuing with our election coverage, Jack Layton now holds on to second place. According to the Toronto Star, a new Angus Reid poll suggests that the NDP is only 5 points behind the Conservatives, while the Liberals are falling further behind. The wave of NDP support has caught many in the party by surprise, including Layton. Vice President of Angus Reid Public Opinion, Jaideep Mukherjee, told the Star that younger voters between the ages of 18 and 34 will determine which party wins. The NDP's strongest support comes from this group, but they are the least likely to vote, he said. Tax season is quickly approaching for Canadians. Many leave it to the last minute, but for international students, getting it done early is one less stressful task they must complete. At Centennial College, foreign students were given help on completing their tax returns. The process is quite different, says Apish Patel, as he stood in line, waiting for some financial assistance.
We can apply for this tax return by this only. Therefore, I'm just coming and I want to apply for the tax return. Okay. Because I don't have a SIN number, but they use some TIN number, it's related to SIN number. So by this, we can apply for the tax return.
An income tax number is given out to international students as a replacement for the standard social insurance number. The service will be provided all week. In international news, an Afghan officer killed 8 NATO soldiers and 1 contractor. According to the Associated Press, an Afghan military pilot opened fire on foreign troops after they had a dispute at the airport in Kabul. Today's shooting is the deadliest incident in which a member of the Afghan security forces turned against coalition forces. NATO has not disclosed the nationalities of the troops killed. Turning now to sports, the hope for a Canadian team to make the Stanley Cup Finals is still alive. The Vancouver Canucks and Montreal Canadiens both won last night. Vancouver pulled out an overtime win against Chicago in Game 7. Alex Burrows scored the final goal. Vancouver now prepares for a second-round playoff series against Nashville. The Canadiens ripped the Boston Bruins 2-1, forcing a Game 7. Carey Price made 31 saves, while Mikhail Camilleri and Brian Gionta scored goals. They play tonight at the TD Center. Staying with the NHL, the Buffalo Sabres were eliminated by the Philadelphia Flyers yesterday, 5-2. The Flyers dominated all through the game. In baseball, Jays beat the Texas Rangers 10-3 last night. Adam Lind homered twice and drove in 5 runs. In entertainment, Toronto's Greektown has a handful of flower shops, but there's one that maintains a clear difference from the others. As Observer Radio News' Sharon Thurab reports, it's an art gallery of nature.
Bruno Duarte has owned a small flower shop on the Danforth for 5 years. Though some might question the practicality of a flower shop, Duarte says his shop, Fresh Floral Creations, has distinct services and features. Duarte's first job was sweeping the floors at a flower shop when he was a boy. He gave serious thought about how to make his own business stand out and came up with a much broader idea. Duarte's shop specializes in arrangements that fuse exotic flowers with elements from nature, like miniature tree trunks. Visitors of his shop say these colorful pieces, which can be featured on a wall or windowsill, are very eye-catching. Duarte hopes that his approach to floral design rubs off this Valentine's Day. He says the rose has become a bit boring after so many years, and he suggests pairing it with orchids instead. Sharantha Rab, Observer Radio News, Toronto, Ontario.
Lindsay Lohan admits that she's let down her fans in the past, but the actress insists she's ready to deal with the consequences. Appearing on The Tonight Show last night, Lohan says she was surprised by last week's court ruling that sentenced her to jail. But she told host Jay Leno that she was treated the way she should be treated. The 24-year-old said she's a big girl and that she's going to do what she's told. Last week, Lohan was sentenced to 120 days in jail for violating her probation by taking a designer necklace. And that's Observer Radio News. For more news, check out our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Matilda Miranda. Thanks for listening and have a great day.